You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. I am Allison Twitter from MLB.com, and I am joined by the Rockies beat writer, Thomas Harding. And we are going to start talking a little hot stove action now that the postseason is over and we're heading toward the winter meetings. So regardless of how teams fared in the regular season or whether they got to the postseason, the hot stove season is for everybody, and it can be very action-packed. So, Thomas, let's just get right off the bat here. I think that what everyone's talking about, and I know that the Troy Tulowitzki, Carlos Gonzalez saga has carried on through the season, but it seems that maybe the owner has been swayed to at least maybe listen to possible offers that would move either one of those players. So that's sort of a more recent revelation. What did you think about that? I know you've talked a lot about how it's probably, you know, it would be a long shot. They've been very hesitant to even talk about it. Do you see this as kind of a tide turning in that respect?
I don't see much of a tide turn, to be honest with you. I don't think it's changed from the position that they would have to be blown away by the offer, get full value for these guys, and I don't see full value out there for them to be, especially coming off having season-ending surgery in August. That's really a huge question. I think that the guy that's more likely to be dealt is Justin Morneau, who's coming off of a full and healthy season and a very productive one. He won the NL batting title and was a finalist for the Gold Glove Award. I really believe that there may be the deal out there to get pitching in the form of Justin Morneau. Here's the issue, is that they gave Michael Kodire the $15.3 million qualifying offer, really hoping he'll take it. If he takes that, then you can make another trade, whether it's Cargo or Tulo, or, as I say, it is more likely, whether it's Morneau, to try to get several pitching pieces, which is what they need. They don't want to blow this thing up because they really believe they're close, and it's hard for me to see them trading Carlos Gonzalez, who is a really good defender in right field, which makes a huge difference, or Troy Tulowitzki from the shortstop position and still feeling like they're close to winning.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that there's a lot of gamesmanship that sort of goes on this time of year. I mean, you know, strategically leaking things to the media when it's, you know, works in the team's favor. I mean, that's been going on since the beginning of time. There's nothing wrong with exploring the options. I mean, for, you know, everybody's name is out there. I try to, you know, people get a little bit worked up throughout the offseason when they hear, you know, the teams talked about this player, and it's like everybody's talking about everybody. It's kind of like In August, everybody's put on waivers, and everyone freaks out when one of those names leaks out. So I don't know. I guess when it comes to, you know, reports on that, I mean, it wouldn't hurt the Rockies to at least, like, throw it out there and just to see, you know, what they might be offered in return.
Yeah, I don't think it would hurt them to see what's out there for those guys. And really, you go back to as far as the winter meetings in 2011 when Dan O'Dowd was still in charge of it, and they decided to start taking a more fresh look at their roster, saying, we're not going to show up at the winter meetings and say anybody is off limits. Let's look at everything and see what happens. And I believe that under new GM Jeff Breidich, that's kind of where the Rockies are. You know, they'll listen to people when they call. Listen, Brian's just put together his front office 2 days ago, so the idea that there's anything imminent is a little premature, but Michael Kodire has until Monday to accept or reject the qualifying offer. And once that happens, whether he takes it or not, that's when I think that the Rockies will be in business looking to see what they could do to try to improve their starting pitching.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the dynamic of the front office now that it's all been kind of settled in and the roles have been a little bit more defined. But what's your take on all that? I mean, it's been sort of a turbulent, you know, year or so, and you hear, you know, a lot of things that just come out. There was, you know, some unrest, a lot of, you know, just it seemed to be a little bit fractured. You see it kind of all coming together now. I mean, what's your take on Breidich and sort of the staff that he's put together?
I really believe that it could come together because there were some very good people in that front office for the Rockies, but the idea at the top to essentially have a two-headed general manager with the owner making the final decision, I think that drowned out a lot of very good ideas in there. And that was one of the reasons why they didn't want to blow up their organization and go on the outside, and they still like the roster. They still think something could happen with this roster if you put better pitching with it. So by streamlining the decision-making, and what a lot of people with the Rockies hope is that Jeff Breidich and his crew make the decisions. You know, obviously the owner gets involved when it's a really big ticket item, but if Breidich and that crew there, that's involved, they have a lot of good information people, a lot of good analysis people, and some scouts that have poured over other organizations simply because of all the trade rumors. If they're able to do their jobs, I think that they could put together a decent roster going into next year. And it all leads to this, Allison, is that they believe that this may be the last shot with this roster, with Cargo and Tulo and the parts that they have to try to win a championship or contend and make the playoffs. If they don't, or if they're where they have been at midseason, then I would really more at that time expect Tulo and Cargo and guys like that to be dealt, where they're shedding money and trying to rethink their organization.
Wow. So looking at 2015, I mean, looking from the outside, I mean, just from an objective standpoint, I mean, you think that they can be competitive in that division as soon as next season?
If you look before the injuries, especially the injuries to the starting rotation well into May, they were second in the division. They were competing. And if you look at even other years with the offensive roster they have, that's good enough to compete. The question is, can they get enough starting pitching to make a difference? You go back to the 2010 season, they had really good starting pitching. The 2009 season when they made the playoffs. And even in 10 before the injuries at the end of the season, they had pretty good starting pitching, and they got the wild card in 2009. You go back to 2007, the starting pitching actually wasn't as good, but they had so much depth in the system that they could call up guys who helped them at that time, like Ubaldo Jimenez and Franklin Morales. They actually made a difference because they lost three of their five starting pitchers in August. So if they have enough pitching depth and they don't get it all hurt at once, and maybe just add some to the quality of it, and that's the key, is getting quality starting pitching, then I put that lineup against a whole lot of others, and I think that that's kind of the attitude that the Rockies have. I know that's the attitude that Walt Weiss has. He really believes that the lineup is good enough to contend if he has decent pitching, which is why the last season was so frustrating, especially from his point of view, because he watched a pretty good lineup, all the guys get hurt, and then all the pitching get hurt, and it was a horrible season, and it's hard to stomach a season like that when you believe in the talent that you have.
Right, and I mean, the biggest, like you say, the starting pitching is obviously the biggest need. And do you see them being players on the free agent market? Do you think that they are just looking from within? Can they make some trades? I mean, do they have payroll restrictions? Like, what's going on with all of that?
Well, you go back to the decision to extend Kadire the offer, because if you extend him the offer and he takes it, then you know he's a pretty good first baseman there. So you have Justin
right.
Morneau, who is a very good first baseman offensively and defensively. Obviously, he's far better than Kadire defensively, but certainly with the lineup they have, you could trade a Justin Morneau for pitching, possibly multiple pitching parts. I mean, he's making $6.75 next year with a $750,000 buyout. You figure that if you get that amount of pitching in return, or you get back some young pitching, maybe guys who are just breaking in, and then use some of the other money for a low-cost veteran, then you could build your pitching that way. So it would be trades first. And they also have a catcher, Willene Rosario, who looks like an American League-type player. You could move him there. There's been talk about even Drew Stubbs being moved, although I don't think necessarily they would do that right now until looking at a Morneau deal. But they have some parts you can trade for starting pitching, and it's a lot easier to trade for it than sign it on the free agent market, simply because a lot of the top pitchers don't want to pitch here, or they charge more to pitch here.
Right. Yeah, you wonder. I mean, that's always going to be a stigma that goes along with that, and it's kind of unfortunate. But I guess for as long as the Colorado Rockies exist, that's going to be the issue, is just luring the free agents there. And even though there's been guys that have been very successful and have settled in nicely and have really – crushed all the theories that you can't really pitch successfully there. But, baseball players tend to be a little bit sensitive and so or maybe a little bit paranoid, and I guess that's just always going to be something that follows them.
Well, if you look at it, when you have a choice, then a lot of times you're not going to pitch at Coors Field. So here's the question. If you have the choice and the Colorado Rockies come, if you're a top-notch pitcher, you know that other teams are going to offer you more money, so that makes the choice for you. If the Rockies want to compete with them, then the pitcher says, well, I need a little bit more because I'm going to take a beating pitching at Coors Field, so it becomes even more cost-prohibitive. One of the best ways to do it, if you're going to go in the free agent market, is to find someone who's trying to rebuild his value, like this year, a Justin Masterson or somebody like that, who maybe didn't have the year that he wanted to have and isn't getting the contract he wants. Maybe you can compete in that particular market, bring him in for a year, let him pitch and pitch his way out of it. I mean, it happened several – it's been a while, but it happened with Darren Oliver. It really saved his career. And also Sean Estes got a few more – productive seasons after coming to Colorado for a year. So it can happen. It's just when you get into the market and pitchers have other choices, there are teams that offer more money and teams that offer a better home field to pitch in. So that's why it's hard to attract free agents.
And so looking toward next year, I was kind of reading some of your coverage. I mean, I guess Charlie Blackmon seems to be somebody that sort of watch. He's an interesting guy who he had kind of an up and down season, but was very impressive for much of it. And I guess, is that a question going into next year? Like, exactly what can they expect to sort of get out of him?
I think they're expecting a pretty good year out of him. Considering that they converted him to a leadoff hitter, he really wasn't one. And with all the ups and downs, I do think that he learned and he finished pretty strong. He had obviously a beginning that you couldn't sustain. It was so effective. And then he struggled in the middle of the year, almost to a point to where you're wondering if this is going to be one of those guys that fell off the map. But by season's end, he was hitting the ball pretty well. And, you know, another guy they brought in this year into more of a full-time role was Corey Dickerson, who looks to be the starting left fielder next year. Very good hitter, not as great a defender, but, you know, those are a couple of guys that you can build on. Or if you really want to get creative, they're guys who don't make a whole lot of money who maybe can help somebody else if you really wanted to include them in a big trade and retool that way. As long as you keep your nucleus here, if you really believe that you could be a winning team, keep your nucleus together and see what you can build around it.
Okay, well, you've got me convinced that they're going to be wild card contenders next year. So I'm jumping on board.
I'll be honest.
Now that I have had this conversation with you.
Yeah, I'll be honest. When you look at the record, and then you look at the names on the roster and their just pedigree here, this is not a 90-some loss team. I mean, and frankly, that's why nationally you look and it's the Rockies. They're not very good. But really here locally with the media and the fans, it's like there is no excuse not to be competing at the top of that division. I mean, I believe they won the season series with the Giants. They played well at AT&T Park. That's the difference here is that record aside, there are a lot of people who look at this team and say, why aren't they winning? Why haven't they won by now? And that's the attitude that's coming from the management team that's running.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eyes out for them. And Thomas, thank you. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.